أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل عليهم نبأ إبراهيم إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما تعبدون قالوا نعبد أصناما فنظل لها عاكفين قال هل يسمعونكم إذ تدعون أو ينفعونكم أو يضرون قالوا بل وجدنا آباءنا كذلك يفعلون قال أفرأيتم ما كنتم تعبدون أنتم وآباؤكم الأقدمون فإنهم عدو لي إلا رب العالمين الذي خلقني فهو يهديني والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين وإذا مرضت فهو يشفيني والذي يميتني ثم يحيين والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين رب هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم واغفر لأبي إنه كان من الضالين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. And relate to them the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Behold, he said to his father and people, what is it that you worship? They replied, we worship idols and remain devoted to their service. So he asked them, do they listen to you when you call, or do they cause you any good or harm? They replied, no, but we found our fathers doing the same. And he said to them, then do you see the things that you are worshipping, you and your fathers of old? Then they are enemies to me. They are my enemies. Not so the Rabb of the worlds, for he created me and guides me, and he feeds me and grants me drink. And when I fall ill, it is he who cures me, and he causes me to die and live again. He will cause me to die and live again. And it is he who I hope that will forgive me my faults on the day of judgment. My Rabb, grant me wisdom and join me with the righteous and grant me honorable mention in the people to come, in the generations to come. The dua, grant me an honorable mention, or mention me with honor in the generations to come, is not to boast or to be proud or to impress upon others, but it is a dua that he be granted a good example so that people may emulate and his thawabs may be increased in this manner. A man of truth, man that is righteous, regular in his salah. So he leaves behind a good example and people emulate him. And when they emulate him, then his rewards are multiplied. So this is an actual fact, to allow the rewards to continue even after death. وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ And make me from the heirs of the garden of bliss, and do forgive my father, for he was astray. And do not cover me with shame on the day they are raised from their graves, the day no wealth nor children will be of any avail, except one who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sound, clean heart. And the Jannat will be brought near for the righteous, and Jahannam will be in full view for the sinners, and will be said to them, where is the things that you used to worship besides Allah Ta'ala? Can they help you or help themselves? then they and the rest of the sinners will be thrown headlong into Jahannam, including the following of Iblis altogether. And in their mutual bickerings they will say, "By Allah, we were in manifest error when we had treated you as equals to the Rabb of the worlds. And it is only the corrupt that had misled us. Then we do not have anyone to intercede for us this day, nor any friend. فَلَوْ أَنْدَلَنَا If we had only a chance to return back to this world, then we would be believers in these are signs. But most people do not believe, and your Rabb is exalted in might and most merciful." And the people of Nuh alayhi salam had also rejected the Rasuls. Behold, Nuh alayhi salam had addressed them, "Would your people not fear? I am a trustworthy Rasul sent to you. So fear Allah Ta'ala and do obey me. And for this mission of mine, I do not ask you for any reward. My Rabb is only with Allah Ta'ala, the Rabb of the worlds. So do fear Allah Ta'ala and obey me." So they replied, "أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْذَلُونَ Should we believe in you when it is the meanest amongst us that follow you? Those that have no social standing, these are the class of people that follow you. So should we follow you when this class of people follow you, the meanest people that have no social standing, these are the type of people that follow you, that are looked down upon, then should we follow you with all this?" So Nuh alayhi salam's reply was, "What do I know? What they are doing? Their reckoning is only with my Rabb, if you only understand." In other words, their skill or their profession really doesn't matter. As long as they are employing some halal means to earn their livelihood, then I've got no concern about their skill and their career and their profession when it is halal. Though you look at it with contempt, but really it's a halal means of earning, no matter however you see it and you view it. Their reckoning is with my Rabb, and you only understood all this. And I am not the one that will drive away the believers. I am only one, only an open and a public warner. So they said, "If you do not desist, O Nuh, then you will be stoned to death." So at this point, Nuh alayhi salam made dua, my people have rejected me. Now you judge between me and them openly and save me and those who believe with me." So we had saved him and those that believed with him in the ship that was fully laden with all types of people and creatures. And then we had drowned the remaining, the rest of the people, we had drowned them. And these are signs, but most people will not believe. And your Rabb is exalted in might and most merciful.